It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here as we meet the organization behind the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, handed out recently. This is a volunteer group working to recognize the accomplishments of the people who make up our state's music scene. Be part of this conversation about the music industry. Call in with a question or thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jason Klagstad is president of Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the organization. Jason, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So at the awards ceremony Sunday, for the first time, you crowdsourced. The public nominated artists and picked winners. How does this format affect the contest?
The entire format worked amazingly well. We had almost 100 times more participation this year than in former years because we used an online third party for voting tabulation that reached the entire state. And instead of having several thousand votes, we had nearly 100,000 votes over two rounds and reached 4,300 nominees instead of several hundred. And all of a sudden, the state's musicians came alive and they all showed up at Turner Hall last Sunday.
What was the energy like in Turner Hall?
Well, it was a sold-out crowd, and we had Greg Koch, the guitar player, and Willie Porter, the singer, songwriter, instrumentalist, and one of the Righteous Brothers, and also Hildegard. Everybody, all those four were inducted. We had the most artist performances of any Whammy Award show in 40 years, and it was electric. And we also shot the thing with a 5-camera, 4K feed that went out to about 85,000 people. It was great.
So you really feel like the music scene in Wisconsin really came together for this moment and felt it and participated.
I would say it's a good start. We know that there's about 7,000 to 10,000 musicians out there across the state. This digital system that we have and our new website, whammy.org, allows us to talk to and answer the needs of musicians in a way that's never been done. This is a 40-year-long organization of all volunteers, but right now anybody can talk to us or reach out to us. We have a 20-person board that is responsive. Anybody that has a question or a need, we will talk to them.
Well, let's get into the music here. The winner of the singer/songwriter of the year is the late Keith Pulvermacher, who died January 2022. So this is a posthumous award, and we're going to hear a bit of The Fog.
Great.
I try to scream a little louder, so maybe someone out there hears my voice.
So for people who aren't familiar with his work, tell us about Keith and what he's contributed to Wisconsin music.
Well, he was an amazingly charismatic singer-songwriter, and I watched him literally grow up. I used to play at a place called Brass's Lounge with my band Plum Loco, and he would stand in the kitchen doorway with a barback apron and watch us play. And then he became sort of a leading voice of singer-songwriters in the area, and just an unbelievably kind, charismatic man. And then all of a sudden, he started writing beautiful songs and speaking to people in a voice that everyone understood. Hmm. It was really amazing watching him grow up. He's a great, great man.
Did you find the humanity, I wonder, in Wisconsin's music industry? I mean, did people rally around Keith at a difficult time with cancer?
Amazingly, they rallied around him so just universally. They had when they had a memorial for life, it was so well attended. It was just astounding. And some of the greatest musicians, Willie Porter amongst them, showed up for that event. Just an outpouring of love.
We're talking about the 41st Annual Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards that took place this week, and we have its president, Jason Klagstad. You can join in with a question, your thoughts on the music scene, 800-642-1234. Let's hear some more music, Jason. And it's Thea Voras, won the Orchestral Strings Award. And this is Thea playing In My Life by the Beatles. Oh, so tell us about Thea and this work.
So Thea is actually in a band that I'm in that just released an album called Elephonic. She's classically trained. She's in a number of bands in town, but she also she's a booking agent for ACA talent. And she's really involved in promoting young artists and artists all over the state. I see her name everywhere I go, and which means that people know and love this person. She's an astoundingly accomplished cellist. I can't say enough about her. She used to be on the Whammy Board, but got so busy with her music and everything else. She's got two kids. But she is in our band, and she's just a great person to be with on stage and off stage.
So let's move into best studio in the state. Axis Recording Studio in Heartland gets that award. It's in a century-old church. Can you tell us about a little bit more about this award and Axis?
Well, to be honest with you, I do not know the people at Axis.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Just understand that for the first time, we had 4,300 nominees. And it's difficult for any one person to track that number of nominees.
Sure. And when everyone comes out of the woodwork, you're kind of rubbing elbows with brand new people. You want to showcase studios across the state to build a database for musicians. How will musicians be able to use it?
I would love to talk about that because we're building it. It's not been launched yet. What I want to create is essentially the online yellow pages for Wisconsin music. So any Whammy member, once we launch this site, we'll be able to log in and go to the database and find music schools, studios, music stores, and a live music database, which is already built and sitting there, of 660 live music clubs with all the contact information should they want to book themselves, festivals, you name it.
So really creating that network and searchable, that makes me wonder, what does Wisconsin need, by way of music recording studio infrastructure, other infrastructure to keep musicians here to record and produce and keep that creative element, more here instead of exporting it to LA or Nashville or New York when they need to do that work?
You're 100% correct. And also, part of that is bringing music business people here. So artists, A&R people, artist management, touring, all those parts of the music business that are currently really not a part of Wisconsin. And the next step is to start up a scholarship program, which we are in the process of putting together a scholarship portal, getting it funded. That is the single most important thing for Whammy's future, is the next generation of young musicians. And we're going to reach all across the state and invite people to be a part of our scholarship program.
And who would be the target audience for the scholarship, and what would it do?
Young musicians in schools across the state, and also private music studios. And the goal is really to provide them the resources they need to get to the next step of their careers.
Jason Klagstad leads the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Organization. Join the conversation about making music in Wisconsin. Call in with a question, a comment at any point along the way, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the volunteer organization that promotes Wisconsin's music scene and puts together this annual award ceremony recognizing all aspects of the industry. Call in with questions and thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jason Klagstad is president of Wisconsin Area Music Industry Organization and stays with us. Jason, we're going to hear some more music now. This is Milwaukee-based blues band Altered 5, one with the song of the year, with Great Minds Drink Alike.
Break us out on the rocks, dirty martini and a round of shots. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, Saturday night. Ain't got money, ain't got no plan. Solve our problems with a 12-ounce can.
Tell us about Altered 5.
They've been around for 20 years. There's some friends of mine, the drummer Alan Arbor and Jeff Schradel. The singer Jeff Taylor has just got this great voice that it feels like it's, you know, it could be 100 years ago or it could be right now. Really welcoming. They play all over the place. They also tour. They've toured all over the world. But they're super respected, great musicians. And I'm really glad they took the award this year.
I was listening for the, you know, the hints of the Mississippi Delta, the Delta blues and their work and that. Oh, the slide guitar to me is really what I think of when I think of the blues and, you know, fish fries and in the Delta. I just wonder, do they feel enough company here? Do they have enough blues festivals in Wisconsin and in the Midwest to really connect and be appreciated by audiences?
That's a great question. Yes, there's actually a very active blues community. They just started up a Wisconsin Blues Hall of Fame. Paramount, which is one of the original record companies back in the 20s, is still up in Grafton, Wisconsin. There's a great blues festival happening up in Deansville area called the Best Damn Blues Fest. There's a ton of great. And at the award show, we had an entire grouping of blues greats that came out and sat together and talked about everything. Back in the 70s and 80s, I actually toured with one of the blues greats, Brian Lee. And so I'm paying very close attention to blues and how it spreads throughout the Wisconsin area music industry.
Well, let's take a call now. Mary in Pewaukee. Mary, hi. Hi, Mary. Can you hear us? Hi.
Yes, I can hear you. Is this good?
Yes, good. Yeah.
I wanted to just do a shout out to a couple of bands and mention that, you know, we have so much going on in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, such as Friday Night Live. We have each municipality or small village, like Pewaukee, has a Wednesday night right on Pewaukee Lake. They have music for free. Friday Night Live music is all free. We have Summerfest coming up. So many different things. Two of the bands I love are Sidewinders, ending in a Z. Gene Garrison on vocals. We got to know him. Wonderful band. Reminds me of Jimi Hendrix. So there's some blues and rock. And then Duo Sonic is such an amazing group. They've been around for years. Used to be with Hot Sauce. And if you love to dance, those are the people to go see.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much for your appreciation of the music. Jason, such a super fan here in Wisconsin of homegrown music.
We love to hear that. That's fantastic.
Well, we're going to hear some more. This is the Whiskey Bells, one artist of the year, and here they are singing Shot of Whiskey.
You say I'm sassy and I'm not too classy, but I really
lyrics there, Jason. Tell us about this band.
They've been around for a while. They're beloved in this town. They're just incredibly charming, really tight harmonies. They do original music and they do traditional bluegrass. And when you see them, you immediately want to start moving. Chrissy Dzioba is a friend of mine. She's a former Whammy board member. She right now, I believe she still works for Hal Leonard. But I love this group. They are so charming. I can't say enough about them musically and personality wise. It's totally understandable why they took the whammy.
Just contagious there. Celebrating Wisconsin musicians and the music industry professionals who make it here. Jason Klagstad, president of the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Organization that held its annual award ceremony recently. We're touring through some of the winners. You can join in with your question or your comments about the music scene in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. So, Jason, you are about a year into your role as president. How do you hope to change the organization in the future?
Well, we've already made amazing changes. And what I'm looking forward to is, as we grow, the scholarship outreach is going to be one of the biggest things that we do. And also, I'm going to increase the number of board members to reflect its community. So we want to make sure that we understand the demographics of our user base, and we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to be a participant within the Whammy board, but also within the community. And we're using our website, whammy.org, as the communications tool. We're using the award show as the communications tool. We are wide open for suggestions and comments, and we will act on them. We're going to start holding open forums for people that want to attend Whammy board meetings to provide live commentary, and we will act on those comments. We really want to open the pipe. Also, we're having now our second year of our partner, Guitars for Vets, stage down at Summerfest, where we have 100 acts that come through that stage. The first part of every day will be students from across the state that get to play on a Summerfest stage. The second part will be veterans groups of music. They'll hold, you know, every single day of Summerfest, they'll hold 3 hours worth of their music. And at night will be solos, duos, and trios of people that never thought they were going to play Summerfest. We did it last year. The outpouring of joy was palpable. It was tangible.
You bring decades of experience as a musician so close to this industry. And what resources are most needed for musicians today? What can you tell us?
Well, these are good questions. The most amazing thing that is missing from Wisconsin music are the music business components, things that musicians need to be able to understand that they don't have to leave Wisconsin, they can do business here. So it's all the essential business components of not just booking agents, but booking agents that can book around the state, around the country, around the world, artist development people, publicists, all of the essential components that people leave the state for, they need to be put here, and there needs to be a reason for putting them here. Using Whammy as the communications tool to start doing that and to start teaching people of the value of using the music business. Let me pause here and say also, yes, I understand that it's a digital world and post-pandemic, a lot of this is online, but still there needs to be a component in the real world here in town. There are plans being laid for working with many partners to start doing that. Some of that will be done initially virtually, but my goal is to create such a large magnet that we have music business come to the state and stay in the state and allow musicians to feel like they can tour out of the state but return home.
That is a tall order, and you really have big dreams. How much is this possible with a volunteer-run organization?
Well, I will say this. When I started up a year and a half ago, we had no members. Right now, we have 2,000. When I started up, there was almost no historical records. I now have a full historical record. When I started up, there was only several hundred nominations, and it wasn't very good. Right now, we had a sold out show. I expect to be able to deliver growth next year. when we have next Whammy Award Show, it will be held in late spring, kind of like this year, in Green Bay, the number one city in the state now. With a massive venue up there called the Epic Events Center, and we're going to have an entire weekend of live music in the bars and clubs around that. And we're going to live stream a lot of that across the state, inviting everybody in.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this organization and the plans.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I welcome the opportunity to anybody. If anybody wants to reach Whammy,
we'll make sure we get that contact information. Jason Klagstad, you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
Ha 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 ha!